As I begin, let me say how grateful I am to God for the partnership of UCBC with Cary Theological College.
在我开始讲道以前呢，首先我是非常的感恩，学弟兄有这个机会让我和Cary神学院有这样一个有这样一个互动的项目，所以跟有教会呢一起有一个这样过去的一个这样合作。Some
of you may know that I was a missionary before coming to Vancouver 6 years ago as president of Cary.
你们大家可能知道，我在来Cary之前呢，我是一直是做一个宣教士的工作。
We know that God is still calling men and women to serve Him as pastors, missionaries, and church leaders. My passion is to equip those leaders for mission and ministry.
那我的负担呢，就是要为这些教会的领袖和牧师，还有宣教士们，做一些属灵的装备。But
I can give you a little update about what's going on at Cary.
我可以为大家介绍一下在Cary神学院一些进来的一些新的发展。Our
student enrollment is going up.
那在Cary学院，我们的学生的注册人数有增加。And
I hope to announce the date of a groundbreaking ceremony for a new building on our site on the UBC campus.
那在UBC的Cary学院，我们也马上有一栋新的一栋建筑物，马上就会建成。God
is good.
那神是美好的。Amen.
Amen. I want to start the story with a comment before we engage in today's text. First, a story. In Africa, seeing a group of men standing near a street corner in the center of a town or village was a common sight.
我在去肯尼亚的时候呢，发现在村庄的角落里，经常有一些人站在那里。Especially
early in the morning.
特别是在早上一清早的时候。I
was up early one morning in the town of Machakos in Kamba Territory in rural Kenya.
那有一天呢，我就在肯尼亚的一个农村的一个村庄里，一清早。I
was staying in a local guest house and I was enjoying my cup of coffee in the morning.
那我住在那一边有一个有一户招待我的人家，我住在那边清早呢，我就去咖啡店喝咖啡。The
guest house served terrible coffee.
我住的那一家的咖啡不怎么好喝。But
there was a nice coffee shop in the center of town where I was having my coffee.
但是我知道在镇上呢有一家不错的咖啡馆，离我住的地方不是太远。
And across the road from me, there was one of these central corners where these men were waiting on the street. So I was able to watch the day laborers being picked up for work. While I drank my coffee, several trucks showed up.
那我在喝咖啡的时候呢，就有几个卡车过来。A
man would get out of the truck and explain the work that needs doing and ask if anybody have those skills.
那每到一个卡车到来的时候呢，就会有一个人下来，然后解释他们需要什么样的工种的一个工人。And
he would tell them the wage that he was paying for the day.
然后就解释给他们听，他们一天的工资是多少。
Men would come forward and be selected and get in the back of the truck. It only took about 5 or 10 minutes for the truck to arrive and 5 or 6 men to get into the truck and leave. The first group selected were big men. I think it was a construction job.
那第一个卡车呢，就选了一些呃
The next truck came about 10 minutes later, and remember the time of day, it's just after sunrise. This time I think it was men who were being taken to work on a farm. There were no one-on-one interviews, there were no contracts, there was just an agreement to pay a certain amount for a certain kind of work. I had my own work to do, and I couldn't stay much longer than that. But I did, as I was leaving, I observed that there were five or six men that were left behind. They were older and skinnier than the ones who had been taken. They may have found work on the next truck that came. Or they may have been passed over again and again and had to walk home with no work for the day. And I don't know where all of you are from, whether you're from the big city or the country, but I think this scene repeats itself all over the world. Some of these men went home with no money and no work, and they couldn't buy food for their families. So that's my story. And I also want to make a comment before I begin teaching. And that is that in this parable, like the other parables of Jesus, is designed to teach us just one lesson. There are some parables that teach us maybe two lessons, but most just teach one lesson. So that means it's very important that we try to understand the main message of the text. Because if we try to explain, if we try to bring five or six teachings out of the text, we can get easily distracted. Let's start with verse 1. Actually, can we put the chapter 20, verse 1, can we put it back on? Yeah. This parable is about the abundance of God's grace. And despite all the talk about the workers, this is actually a parable, a story, a teaching about the owner. The primary teaching is about the owner, not the workers. Think about what the owner did that day. He was going back and forth all day looking for workers. This parable is about God who goes out repeatedly to collect his people. Not just at the very beginning of the day, not just in the middle of the day, not just in the middle of the afternoon, but even at the very end of the day, God goes to get his people. And while we have our eye on chapter 20, I'm going to keep that there. I'm going to ask that you turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 19. I want to look at what happened just before. Because this parable emerges from a question from Peter. In verse 27 we read, Nancy?
27.
Then he said, Jesus says in a strange way that they will sit on thrones in heaven judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And finally, he says in verses 29 and 30, and now, let's look at verse 7 of chapter 20. And so we see that this parable, this teaching, is actually Jesus answering Peter's question. Peter had been asking, what kind of reward will I get? What am I going to get from God in return for my sacrifice? What am I going to get from God for my labor? And Jesus says, many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. Returning to verse 1. So perhaps again, as I'm imagining my African scene with the laborers, We imagine that the owner brings his cart, not a truck, his cart, for the first group of men. And he negotiates the wage. The wage in those days was standard for a day laborer. It was what Roman soldiers were paid for a day's work. It was fair. Interestingly, you'll see that he doesn't do this negotiation with the other groups later. He simply agrees to pay what is right. In the Greek text, the word what is in the NIV, in English, what is right is what is fair and just. The workers probably knew the landowner and knew that he was an honest man. And so they just expected him to pay what was fair. Most commentators think that they expected that he would pay them for 3/4 of a day's work if they worked for 3/4 of a day. Remember, this parable is primarily about the landowner. What we have learned is that he is fair and just. Even when he does not negotiate terms in advance. The hiring continues until the very end of the day. Finally, 1 hour before the work day ended, the landowner makes a final trip to the center of town. To his surprise, there are still men waiting for work. The landowner is generous, but he is no fool. He asks the men why they didn't come earlier. They give a poor excuse, because no one hired us. But he accepts the excuse. In Africa, it would not be uncommon for a worker who had not found work in one village to walk for hours to another village, hoping to find work. Even to find work for a few hours so he could eat. Let's turn to verse 8. If the theme of the first half of the parable is the fair and hard-working landowner, the theme for the second half is the cry of unfairness for the workers hired earlier in the day. I find the landowner's instructions at this point a little bit odd. As a practical man and a problem solver, I would have had another solution for the landowner. If he had paid the last hired first and the first hired last, nobody would have known what everyone's wages were.
其实我觉得如果他先付给最后进来的人工资，然后呢，或最后付给先进来的人工资的话，其实没有人会发现这个工资的问题。
I have books on my shelf in my office about good management technique.
我是看到有一些教导我们怎样做一个成功人士的一些书。
I would have directed him to some of these books.
好，我可以建议他看一下这样的书。
And he could have paid each group separately in a quarter office.
其实他可以把这些人呢单独叫到办公室来付他的工资。
Ideally, with someone from human resources present.
最好是要人力资源部门来处理这个事情。
And then just have each one go individually.
然后呢，他们就是分开给他们工资，他们就不会发现这个问题。
Everybody would have been happy.
那每个人都会很高兴。
So clearly, the landowner wanted to make a point.
所以呢，这里我们很清楚的看到，其实雇主他是要。
And this is the big lesson of the parable.
所以这个是整个这个比喻的一个重点。
So let's go a little deeper.
那我们再往细看一下。
The first group he calls friends, indicating that he had done nothing wrong to them.
那第一群呢，就是他所谓他认为是朋友，这些人呢，他自己觉得是没有做什么不愧于他们的。
He had not cheated them.
那他并没有欺骗他们。
He had respected the original agreement with them and paid them accordingly.
因为他是有遵守他们原来的合约。
No harm done, right?
这个雇主没有做任何事情。
And to their complaint of unfairness, the landowner says that since the land is his, the money is his, and the work is his to assign, he can do what he wants.
就像雇主他自己说的，土地是他所有，然后这个庄园也是他所有，这个工作也是他派的。
And listen carefully to this. He has not robbed some to give to others. He has simply decided to be more generous than they expected.
He has simply decided to be more generous than they expected.
Let's remember my day laborers from Kenya.
那大家还记得我在肯尼亚看到那些被雇佣的那些工人吗？
Especially those who waited and waited and waited and went home with no money and no food for their families.
想一想那些一直等待，等到一天的结束以后还没有雇主，然后他们会。
Each of these men was hoping to find work. At the beginning of the day, no one knew whether he was going to go hungry or not. So the master chooses generosity.
那这个雇主他选择是做一个很大方的人。
We see that in verse 14.
那我们在第十四节也有看到。
What's the harm in that?
这个有什么问题吗？
This is not, of course, the only parable where unfairness is claimed when God shows generosity to those who are not worthy.
当然这也不是圣经中唯一这样一个比喻，神。
It's actually quite a theme in the parables. Think of the story of the lost son, the prodigal son. Remember the older brother complains how unfair his father has been. So what is the meaning of the parable? Remember I told you about reading too much into a parable.
I 记得我说如果我们想在一个比喻里面挖掘很多的东西。
interpretation with some truth to it is the understanding that this talk about generosity is concerned with the grace of salvation.
那有一个比较通常的另外一个解经的说法是说，这里面说到雇主的大方呢，其实也是跟神的救恩相关的。
Salvation which can be received at different times in life.
那有的解经家会说，这个就好像是比喻人生的不同的阶段，你会得到神的救恩。
And what makes us think in that way is Jesus' talk about the Son of Man coming to sit on his glorious throne. But I struggle to see a perfect match with this interpretation. If it was a teaching about individual salvation, then the same men would have been asked and refused several times. In the parable, there are different groups of workers, and each responds immediately when they are called.
然后这每一个工人呢，在主耶稣一召唤他们的时候，他们马上就做出了回应。
Plus, there's a lot of grumbling at the end of the day.
而且呢，在一天结束的时候，有很多的抱怨。
And there will be no grumbling in heaven.
你们知道，在天堂里面，大家是不会抱怨的。
A better interpretation is to take our cue from Jesus' mention of the 12 tribes of Israel.
那其实更好的比喻就是解释，就是想到主耶稣给我们的应许，以后给我们的赏赐是我们会坐在主耶稣宝座上，然后审判以色列十二支派。Like
the parable of the prodigal son and others in Matthew, this is about God's generous gift of salvation, not to individuals, but his offer of salvation to those who are not Jews.
所以呢，这个比喻是跟马太福音其他的比喻，比如说浪子回头这样的比喻，同样的，这也是主要是强调神的救恩，神的救恩赐给那些本不配的人。The
Jews may have been invited early, but outsiders were invited later on.
那神有可能是先拣选的犹太人，然后呢，后拣选的外邦人。The
first and the last shall be saved. Even though there may be some surprises at the end. In any case, I don't think we need to lock down a particular interpretation.
我觉得呢，在这个这一段经文的解释方面，我们不需要锁定某一方面的解释。
The point of the story is to direct us to the character of God.
那这一个比喻呢，主要是让我们着重放在神的属性上。Remember,
this parable is about the landowner, not the workers.
那大家再次想一想，这一篇比喻呢，是强调这个雇主本身啊，就是那个工人。So
what do we learn about God and God's grace?
所以我们学到一些神的什么样的属性呢？包括神的恩典。
My first conclusion is that God is just and God is sovereign. God is just and God is sovereign. God can and God will choose to bless who he wants to bless, when he wants to bless them, and we may not always understand it.
那神他有完全的权利选择他要救赎谁和他赐福给谁，在什么样的时候，他有这样完全的主权。尽管有时候我们觉得神的拣选和恩典我们不可理解。And
so let us not be like those workers.
所以我们就不要做那些眼红的一些工人。
We need to give up any bitterness and comparisons with others. We can compare ourselves with other families, with other churches, with works of God in other places. We can be jealous because we see more of God's grace elsewhere. In another family, in another church, in other countries. We can also feel that life isn't fair because we compare to the past. When we are in this jealous state of mind, we are always going to compare our present unfavorably to the past. When we are jealous, our family will always seem worse than others. When we are jealous, our place of ministry will always come up short compared to what we've seen elsewhere. And when we are jealous, we will always see ourselves as less than who God meant us to be. And we can be so distracted by our own sense of unfairness that we can be so distracted by our sense of unfairness that we will, at the end of the day, when the landowner comes to get us, we'll be looking at our feet and not seeing that His grace has come for us. We will be angry and we won't receive the grace that He has for us. Even when it is later than what we wanted. So first of all, we need to acknowledge that God is fair. He is God. The last will be first and the first will be last. He is God. He can bless whoever He wants to. My last comments this morning are about the graciousness of God. God delights to unfairly bless those who do not deserve it. Aren't you glad that God blesses those who don't deserve it? I certainly don't deserve God's grace. There are many times that I went my own way, or I waited too long to respond to God's call. Other times I was too stubborn or I was distracted when God was calling me. And yet God's grace has always found me. Sometimes at the first hour,
有的时候呢，就像那个在一天开始的时候，那个工人的情况开始给到我们。
And sometimes at the end of the day.
有的时候呢，是在一天快结束的时候才给到我们。
Feeling the weight of unfairness is a particular problem when Christians and churches come under stress.
就是在教会受到一些很危难的时候，一些很窘况的时候，我们尤其会产生这种对神的这种抱怨，觉得神不公平的这种心态。
Jesus challenges us as to whether we will complain when he shows his grace to others.
神再次向我们提出挑战，当他的恩典临到你觉得那些不配的人的时候，你会心存不平吗？
And that's why he urges us to pray for God to bless those who have wronged us.
所以呢，神告诉我们，你应该为那些逼迫你的人祷告。
When you have somebody who has done you wrong,And you can honestly pray for God to bless that person when you are walking in the ways of God.
如果当有人冤枉你、诬陷你的时候，你能不能够按照神的旨意和恩典为那些人祷告？
Finally, this morning, let me ask you: Are you ready to accept God's grace in your life?
那在信息的最后，我就要请问大家：你准备好接受神的救恩了吗？
Or do you want to keep on complaining?
还是你要选择一直抱怨下去呢？
So I urge you to come before the Lord and receive all the grace that He has for you this morning.
所以我鼓励大家来到神的面前，你可以到神这里来接受他要给你所有的恩典和祝福。
Let go of all the anger and disappointment that you have and receive God's grace.
就把你的怒气还有什么那些不平全部抛到脑后，你要来一心一意接受神给你的祝福。
Amen.